Hey there, lovely listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that really forms the foundation of how we navigate our lives, identifying our core values. I'm so excited to explore how understanding our core values can serve as our true north, guiding us through life's choices, including how we manage our time. So stay tuned for more. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. So what exactly are core values? Well, think of them as the guiding principles that shape who you are and what matters most to you. They really are what guide our lives. They're like the compass that keeps you heading in the right direction, even when life gets chaotic. They are what guide our decisions, our actions, and what we see as our life purpose. Now, our core values initially are largely formed by our life experiences and how we are raised, but they do change and evolve over time. So it's important to routinely assess your core values. If we are not in alignment with our core values in our decisions or actions, we will ultimately feel unfulfilled. We will feel like something is missing or that we're out of balance. Core values can be things like faith, family, freedom, integrity, and balance. I recently reassessed my core values using a list that I found on Brené Brown's site, Dare to Lead, and those were the top five that stood out to me. If I had to pick the top three, I would say that faith, family, and balance really stand out the most to me in this period of my life. But I wrote down those four core values: faith, family, freedom, integrity, and balance, and I have them posted on my computer monitor. I want to see them regularly so that they are ingrained in my visual recall when I need to use them as a filter for decision making. So let's take a moment to reflect on some of my core values and how that might impact your choices around time if you shared some of those same ones. For instance, imagine if one of your core values is faith. That might mean that you intentionally prioritize time for prayer, meditation, journaling, fellowship with other believers, or attending church services. Your commitment to family might manifest itself in making sure to set aside uninterrupted time for family dinners or scheduling regular outings with loved ones. If freedom is a core value, you might make choices that prioritize autonomy and flexibility in your schedule, allowing space for spontaneity and adventure. Integrity could mean being true to your word and honoring your commitments, even when it's inconvenient. And balance might lead you to create daily systems or routines that foster inner peace and tranquility. They keep you feeling like you're balancing life and work, that you have harmony between the two. It means being intentional about what you say yes to in terms of using your very valuable resource of time. And what have we been talking about for several weeks and in many of our episodes on the show? Managing your time, prioritizing your time, and creating more time for what matters. So now, how do you determine your core values? Well, it's all about introspection and self-awareness, taking time to reflect on what truly matters to you, what brings you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. Consider your actions, your passions, and the moments in life when you feel most aligned with your authentic self. Journaling or meditation or doing the listening prayer that I've talked about on the show or conversations with trusted friends or mentors can be really helpful in this process as well. I also think it's helpful to find a list of common values and see what stands out most to you. Like I said, you could use the one, well, you can find a whole bunch of them online, but I really like the one that I found on Dare to Lead, Brené Brown's website. Just look at that list and what resonates and causes you to feel something when you see the word. You might start with highlighting 10 of them that stand out and then trying to narrow it down to 3 to 5. Any more than 5 core values is kind of hard to remember, and it can become confusing when you're trying to use them to guide your decisions. So once you've identified your core values, the magic really happens when you start using them to guide your decisions, especially around time management. Picture your core values as filters through which you evaluate opportunities, commitments, and how you spend your precious time. Ask yourself, does this align with my core values? Does it bring me closer to living a life that reflects what truly matters to me? When faced with a time commitment, consider whether it honors your faith, strengthens your family bond, promotes a sense of freedom, upholds your integrity, or contributes to a feeling of being in balance and having adequate white space in your schedule. And that's if you're using the example of my 5 core values. For those of us who struggle with saying no and find ourselves overcommitting, this has been a really important frame of reference. Sometimes I'm confronted with a choice about how to spend my time, and I really have to stop and measure my decision against my core values and priorities. For example, this past weekend, I had intended to stay home and get a bunch of work done for my podcast and my coaching business, plus some laundry and some housekeeping. But my daughter had planned on coming to our cabin in Canada for the weekend, where I find myself most other weekends helping my husband. And I really felt behind at home with laundry and housekeeping and with my project work. But I also never know when I will have quality time with my daughter, as she is so busy with med school and she doesn't live at home anymore. As I stopped and thought about my core values, family is one of the most important ones to me. And as I look back to my vision board that I created for 2024, family and marriage were high priorities for me. I've been spending a lot of years giving what is most important to me the little scraps of my time and energy. But no longer, I'm no longer willing to do that. The laundry and the mopping can wait. So I decided I could get the bare basics that I needed to get done at the cabin in regard to my podcast work, and being together with my husband and my daughter was far more important. Now, sometimes my family has to take a backseat to my core value of integrity because I need to honor other commitments. But this time was not one of them. I was able to give my time to what matters more. And just like me, for you, there may be times when two or more of your core values seem to come into conflict with each other. For example, you might have a work opportunity that conflicts with your desire to spend quality time with your family. In such cases, you may need to prioritize one core value over another. Much like I said with integrity, honoring one commitment might mean prioritizing one value over another. It's important to recognize that this doesn't mean that you're compromising your values, but rather you're making a choice that aligns with what matters most in that particular moment. It is a delicate balance, and sometimes it may require some tough decisions and sacrifices. But remember to be gentle with yourself and trust that you're doing the best that you can with the information and the resources you have. So I'm going to just review quickly. My takeaway from this episode, my homework for you is, find a list of common core values. You can just Google search it. Like I said, you could go to the Dare to Lead website by Brené Brown. She had a really nice, robust list. Take that list and really just take your time looking through it and see which values stand out most to you. See if you can narrow it down to 5 core values and ideally 3 really strong core values. Take those 3 to 5 core values and write them on a sticky note and put them somewhere that you're going to see them routinely. For me, that was on my computer monitor. Really incorporate them into your memory. You already have them incorporated into your heart because they make up the fiber of who you are. That's why they're going to stand out to you when you see the list. Some just will. Some just will not resonate as much as others. And then take these core values and use them as a filter when it comes to making decisions around your time or choices or actions. Does a choice or an action or a behavior align with your core values? If not, chances are you are not going to feel aligned with your authentic self. Identifying your core values is not just a nice exercise. It is a powerful tool for living a life of purpose, balance, and fulfillment. By understanding what truly matters to you and using your core values as guideposts, you can navigate life's choices with clarity and confidence. So, like I said, take some time to explore your core values and let them light the way on your journey toward a more intentional and meaningful life. And we're going to come back on next episodes and go back to that maybe no list that we were talking about on episode 129. And we're going to kind of apply what we learned today as we try to filter through that maybe no or not right now or not so much or not me list. Okay? So thank you for tuning in, my dear listeners. And until next time, remember to lead with grace, prioritize what matters most, embrace the beauty of living in alignment with your core values, And as always, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.